Not live yet. I think it does. We are live. Now it says we're live. Hey, good morning. I hope you're doing well. A little late. It's like 8:12 in the morning or 8:12 a.m. It's like, good morning. Feels like afternoon. And it's Tuesday. And this is our 350th episode because I have to double check that because I populated all those episodes for the week, and Sunday we took a no tech day, so it didn't happen. So today, I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and we're here to talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way, and you know, talk about having a little fun, working in a sane way, not 60, 80 hours a week, and build value to the customer. And I hear India is banning TikTok. It's interesting. So I was kind of researching what are some of the social media apps out there that I know people like the WhatsApp. But I heard this new one called Raposo. So if anybody's used Raposo and wanted to message me later or let me know how they like it, I appreciate that. I might actually just sign up and see if that works. That's a good social media platform. I don't know. Find out. Never know until you try, right? So we do this in a fun way. I got the little train. So we're going to talk a little reference to this because we're going to talk about two things today. We're talking about splitting stories and splitting teams up. And because I got a couple, I'm going to add one in. And I might talk about short week work week calendars too. I've talked about this in the past. I usually say this during holidays. I know this is a post-holiday, but there'll be more holidays coming up. Maybe I'll save it. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what time is. If not, I'll save it for another holiday in the future. How to handle holidays and short week calendars. There. Said it. Okay. So I'm going to go with split stories first because these are things I've seen and encountered over my career. So I have teams that are splitting stories, which is against, you know, everything you train them on by analysis, dev, test, release. They're making these little sub stories for each phase of the process for the stories to go through, you know, and I get a manager says, how do we get the team to test in a sprint? Well, one, you're splitting all these stories, but here's the problem. It's not that simple. It's definitely simple to say, stop worrying. Okay, here's what it is. The reason why they're doing this breakdown is everybody's worried about capacity and loading and utilization. So the reason why they break these stories down is they want to make sure everybody on the team has work and is working during the sprint. That's the only reason why they do it. Because they're like, well, I don't have nothing to do, so I got to make my own little story so I get points or whatever, which is all bad. I keep telling them, I go, you know, this is all going to go bad, and it's not going to go, and it just keeps getting worse, right? Some teams are just obstinate, and they just want to do it, and some managers just want to do it. But the reason why they do it, they're so worried about capacity, load, and utilization that the teams will break down stories so that they can show how much work they have and that they can be working all the time. The way you fix it is you worry about delivering product, not capacity, not utilization. So when you worry about living the product that works by a good definition done, all those split of stories goes away because the idea is you're delivering good product. And that's what you got to worry about. It's just a funny thing. Reading that Fixing Your Scrum book, which – I only got like one chapter left. I was reading it. Page 132. And it reminded me, and this is why I wrote this topic, because I was reading the book. Heard the managers, let's produce a metrics and let's track it. But I'm like, why? I already knew the teams are playing games with the metrics anyhow. So what's another metric to track what? That you're splitting stories? They're already doing it, you know, and they're already playing games with the metrics. So it's kind of like, but 132 – And the Fixing Your Scrum book kind of talks about this splitting of stories and how it is. My personal opinion, it's a capacity thing. It's a utilization thing. It's not a delivering of a product, right? Or they're so obsessed with doing work and not actually product. I can work all day. I can bill you 40 hours a week. No problem, but I have to deliver a product. That's the expectation. So the other one I wanted to bring up, I'm going to save the calendar for splitting a sprint. And the reason why I brought up this train, right? It's a piggyback train, which is perfect example. I got a LTL, lighter than a truckload container and a lighter than a truckload container. And it's on the train, right? What I've seen is managers make some rash decisions. The real bad managers don't understand a thing. And be honest with you, it's kind of thing. So what they decide is they got a hot project and they need to split, break this thing in two. I'm not going to break it because it's a nice little train. Break it in two or take two people out of the team, existing team, take them, apply them onto another team that's working on the special project. And then they're going to fill in the backfill with two new people that just came on board. Okay. I can see where that is possible in some ways. However, when you do it mid-sprint, it tells me a couple things as a program manager. One, your project is screwed. Tells me it's mismanaged. Tells me you totally lost control of the project already. Because here's my thing. You can't wait 5 days for the end of a sprint to move somebody to another team. That tells me you're in panic mode. It tells me you're way underestimated the job, or you're way behind schedule, or everything bad about the project. And you can't argue me otherwise, because why do you want to go in and totally sabotage a team? Basically, literally, take this train, break it in half, move one piece of the train here and one piece of the train. Now neither one works, right? Plus, they already did the sprint planning. They already laid out how much work they're going to do and have that managed. What does it take to wait for five more days to move people around? It makes more sense to do that at the end of the sprint to make, hey, we're going to move these two people into another team if you had to do that. But never in the middle of a sprint. Because this is a waste of resource, waste of time. Your utilization rate goes down to nothing. All they're doing is tracking hours in their time card. So as a program manager, agile coach, scrum master, project manager, engineer for some 30-odd years, anybody manager-wise who goes taking people out of a middle of a sprint to go apply to another project tells me that manager doesn't know what they're doing. Their project is totally hosed, and they're going to fail. They may muscle through. They may. Good for them. I hope they do. But everything you did, everything the manager does when they split those people out, screams risk to me and nightmare and a bunch of lies that are being spewed up somewhere. So – lucky I'm not in charge of the PMO, because if someone walked up to me as a PMO office and they said, oh yeah, we're going to take these people mid-sprint. I'm like, is your project red? Like it's not going to make it? Well, no. Then why are you taking people out of another team in the middle of another sprint that you're going to sabotage the work we already promised the customer to do? Oh, see, this is where if I was in charge of the PMO, people would hate me. Though I would support them. But I would ask them the question. So here's the difference of coaching, right? My old PM days, I'd be like, what the F is wrong with you? That's what I wouldn't say that. I would think it, really think it. But, and it's funny, people like, oh, I want to say. See, I would come and ask questions. Like, so what was the purpose behind, you know, pulling people out of the other team? Why couldn't you wait until the end of the sprint to shuffle the teams around and put them on a different project? Because that's what sprint planning is about. It's the change. The rapid change happens every 2 weeks in this organization. So why wouldn't you just do that? Could you explain what's the foundation behind all this? Are we behind schedule? What's going on? What's the rush to make that happen? And again, piss off some other customer that we made promises that we would deliver product to the other team. So now you got two pissed off customers. One, the one's behind already is pissed off. And the one you just pulled resources out to deliver their product. So you just generated two people that are mad at you. But I wouldn't say that, but I would think that in my head. I'm just thinking that as I'd have this conversation and be like, but now as a coach, I have to keep that out of my brain when I talk. And what I want to do is that help ask them what makes sense. And what find out what they don't understand about sprint planning and change and stuff like that, and have a conversation with the managers and kind of work it so the next time they kind of know how to think about the problem before they make the solution that they make. So as a coach, I would sit down and work with it and try to help them understand with the good side and the bad side about those decisions. So retrospective, I would do a retrospective with the person and ask them questions. And since we're in a remote world, I don't know how much time I'll get. I might ask an email and say, find out about it. But that's what you do, right? And I have to turn off my brain that says the person's a nut. I'm a terrible coach sometimes. Okay. Short work week calendar. So I'm going to do the three things. So I said this before. We think we did a show on this before. I have to probably do it during every holiday and talk about the short week, work week calendar. When you have all these holidays and people taking vacation, it's really useful from all the teams I've worked with to lay out day by day, morning, afternoon, morning, afternoon, morning, afternoon for all the working days and lay out like your sprint planning day, your review and your retro, plus the projects or stories you're looking to be working on as a group through that process. So everybody knows from point A to point B in that 2 week sprint, what exactly you're going to work on. Every team I have had that done that loved it. So that I just want to share with you, breaking down the calendar, everybody on the team, and they put their names on it, like morning, AM, this is the story I look at do. And they lay out every story, what they think they're going to be working on based on how they tasked out the work and the priority of the stories. So that is something that I just highly recommend to people on the short work week calendar. Hey, we're only at the 12:22 mark, so we're way underneath the 15-minute time box. Like I said the other day, people ask, well, how do you do it every day? Because I do it in 15 minutes. And I spend another 15 minutes processing the code, go get a cup of coffee, send it out on LinkedIn and stuff. Maybe in Raposo. We'll try that one. See if that works. Be interesting. I'd like to do something. Anyway, you all have a great day. It's Tuesday. Some of the people have already done their day. Ring a bell if you want to get notice for when we put another live show or new episodes and stuff like that. With that, I hope you all have a great day. And happy scrumming. Take care. Bye. Two.